Blog Talk Radio. The Asylum has opened its doors for another session of group therapy. Join your host, Christopher Cross, for uncut, no-holds-barred, real talk with everyday people and the best entertainment has to offer. Listen or call in and make your voice heard on this latest session of group therapy.
Surprise, 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 the boss is back. Oh, and as I say Ted time and time again, so many stupid people, too few fucking bullets. Oh my goodness gracious, this has been an interesting fucking time. Now, people are going to be wondering, why have you titled your show this time, I Kicked You in the Head to Get You Out of the Bar? Because that is what sometimes people do not understand. Now, professionally, besides being an asshole, I am a security guard. Security, different types of security by trade. And I work a lot of events, bars, et cetera, et cetera. So I deal with the height of drunken stupidity in general. But we're going to cover a few types tonight, kids, on this quick rant of group therapy. And again, I am the host. I am the man. I am the legend. I am Christopher Cross. So let's start with a story to set the mood tonight, shall we, kids? Working the usual gig. And sitting there just doing a patrol, walking by the bathrooms. I see not one set of feet, but two set of feet, and the set of tone is the men's bathroom. Now, everyone's going to get on me. Well, it should be a same-sex bathroom, blah, yada, 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 yada. No, 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 no. Same-sex is not the issue. In bars, there's a common thing when you find two people or more in a stall, and I'm going to use guys as the example of this, they're either sucking cock or doing cocaine, which generally in a public place, both are generally kind of frowned upon. Now, let's get straight. I'm all for getting your freak on, and hey, I've been known myself to grab the girl and get it on, just do a little freaky in public. But you get caught. Suck it up, buttercup. Now, do you continue my story? So I pulled the guys out. The guy's doing up his zipper. And he's like, what are you doing? You're interrupting us. Well, guys, there's two in a stall. Bad look. What were you guys doing? Well, we just finished doing cocaine, and now we're going to suck each other's cocks. At that point, I gave him points for honesty. Like, let's be honest. If you have the balls to tell the bouncer that you just finished doing blow and now you're going to blow, it takes a great big set of fucking grapefruits to do that. That being said, so I was like, guys, you know what? It's a bad look. So time to go. So I escort them outside, and they're yipping like two little chihuahuas on crack. Oh, you It's like, girls, 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 let's get you outside, then I'll talk to you. So I walked them outside of the bar, and they were offended I interrupted them doing coke. I said, so call a cop. I said, call a cop, tell him I kicked you out of a bar for doing an illegal substance, and let's see how far that goes for you. They're like, oh. And then they did my favorite thing. They played a gay card. They played a sexual orientation card. They play the I'm here, I'm queer, get used to it card. Now, again, sexuality is not the issue. It is the issue that there are certain things in society that are still considered inappropriate or downright illegal. Cocaine, doing that in public, well, doing cocaine anyways is stupid and illegal. And sex in public, I'll say it's inappropriate. But then again, if you all know me, you know I'm full of shit. But that's besides the point. And this guy goes, I'm a corporate lawyer, and I'm like, I'm impressed. No, man, I'm ecstatic. So what does that have to do with this? And he goes, I interrupted him and said, you should know better then to do shit like this out in public. Well, you interrupted what we were doing. We were behind closed doors, so we had rights. And at this point, I can officially say I have now fucking heard everything. And when I mean everything, I mean this guy tried to pull on me that he was in a place that wasn't even his own residence. He was in a bar behind a washroom stall door, which gave him a right to drop to his knees and smoke his boyfriend's meat rod. Like, again, it happens, the lust kicks in this case the coke kicks in, and you get an urge to put something in your mouth. But again, you're a lawyer, and that's supposed to scare me. And I'm like, I look at people, and I think, this must be the height of stupidity. It's like, fucking sue me. Sue the establishment I work at. And, we'll see, you explain to a judge, well, the guard was doing his job, and he caught me on my knees sucking cock in a very public place. The judge will look at you, shake his or her head, and go, you're an idiot. Point blank. Now, this brings me on to my next point of ranting. My Facebook is going off here. All right, people liking my statuses. So take a look here. Sorry, guys, the Joys of Live podcast. It's bringing on my next rant here. Is now, there are people out there who are very good when they're drunk. They know when the bouncer comes over, time to go. And there are other people who makes me truly believe that inbreeding is fully going on in today's society. And that there, and some people's family trees really don't fork. It just kind of goes straight up. That being said, now, I just, the level of stupidity is people, and people are the first ones to bitch. They go lock in, and guys are, women are as guilty as this as men. So, don't get me wrong. They all come in, just doing that pimp walk, that they look around, thinking they're from fucking New York. They, how you doing? Oh, they walk in and sound like Chris Tucker doing, a pimp walk. Like, hey, baby, I'm just here to get some pussy. Oh, fuck. And they sit there and they think they're all big and bad. And then when they break the bar rules, they're all fucking washing it down and apply to them. So what I'm gonna do now is give my regular listeners, my friends, and some of the inbred maladjusted motherfuckers who listen to my show some rules to remember when you're drunk and it's time to go home. Yes, yes. Rule one, you're arguing with the bouncer that you're sober, but meanwhile you've puked all over yourself. Rule two, you're trying to send a text message with your underwear and your asshole is ringing. Rule three, you tried to pick up your purse and leave, and then realize you're a dude and you didn't come with a purse and you've lost your wallet. Rule four is when you try to go home with your, when you try to take your girlfriend home for the night and realize you've decided to hang on the biggest, fucking, most homophobic dude in the bar, who's about ready to kick you in the fucking head. Rule 5, you're trying to fight with the bouncer when the bouncer is just saying in this tone of voice, you know what, I get you're pissed off, but you know you've had enough to drink. Go home, sleep it off, come back, party another weekend. And you're just sitting there like this, now fuck you. Now you're going to tell me what the bleh. And you're first sitting there apologizing, like, and they're looking at you like, I'm so sorry. He's not usually like this. I'm so sorry. And then you try all the de-escalation techniques. You try all everything you were taught in security and all the other courses you've decided to take. Because for some bright there, people like me and lots of people like me think this is a job choice. No, it's a great job choice. And then you get left with one option. And they're sitting there swinging on you, everybody else, threatening to pick up beer bottles. And then all you're left to do is basically grab them by the face and introduce them to the floor. Because by this time, you're just throwing one to sound like Samuel L. Jackson and ask the person this.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
And I don't know. I just tend to believe that people... I don't want to believe people are that dumb, but I see it too often not to discount it. Anyways, now getting back to where the fun starts is people get their asses handed to them in the bars by security, and then all of a sudden they're the victim. Oh, even though I tried to put my hand up that woman's pussy, and then I tried to throw the bouncer down the stairs, I'm the victim. Even though I tried to beat up the female bouncer and I'm a chick and threatened a bottler and I wouldn't leave without taking a swing on her and she knocked me on my ass, I'm the victim. No, 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 no. Kids, infants, all you guys are spoiled little brats who need to realize that you just got done to you what your mom and dad should have done to you years ago is you got spanked. And that your friends are going to fucking laugh at you and sit there going, oh, dude, you act like such a fucking idiot. The bouncer kicked your ass. I don't know, though. I tend to think there's always excuses. There's always reasons. But on that note, I'm just going to take a bit of a break here. Been on for 15 minutes. Ranting and raving. Let's take a look here. I really got to update my playlist here. Because I've been doing podcasts in a while. Ah, fuck it.
Roll another. Yeah.
Until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out.
I could have cheated and I could have passed. But I got high. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why. Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why. Because I got high. La, 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 da, da, da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La, 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 da, da, now da, I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I I got high, because I got high. La 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 da da. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your too, but then I got high.
Because
I got high. I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what?
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high. I'm high.
Bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I'll know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I'm high.
Are you really high, though, man?
La da 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 la da da da.
He really is high, man.
Shoop shoop shooby doo wah.
Get jiggy with it. Skippity bee bop.
I'm back. Oh my goodness gracious. Now, just as he was walking out, you kind of missed this. One of the interns was just giggling. Oh, she finished. Oh my goodness gracious. So we got 30 minutes left to kill and to talk about idiots in the bars and everything. The best one, too, I've heard. I caught two twin sisters who were trying to convince me they weren't having sex. Not that they weren't doing drugs. Not that they weren't doing anything illegal. If they weren't trying to have sex in the washroom. Now, just give me a second here. I gotta learn to type properly or else I'm sitting in an awkward position. I guess scratch my nuts on there. Anyway. So I gotta try and do more shows. Like I said, I've been busy working and everything. This has been hard, man. But you can catch me on the weekends and the special events. I am the face that runs the place. Down at 158 Augusta Avenue. You can come down to the boat every Friday and Saturday. We have some of the best DJs in-house. And we have one of the hottest dance floors in the city of Toronto. So you can look it up at www.kensington.ca, I believe it's .ca. Let me just double check that here. Oh, come on, man. The joys of live radio. I can't even type something improperly without fucking it up. All right, here we go here. It's theboatkensington.com. You can come to LA, so just check everything here. And like I said, it's some of the best, like the hottest dance floors in the city. And you can also email TheBoatKensington@gmail.com. And also, you can give us a call to reserve a booth. And that's where we reserve seating in the summers until 12 a.m. So that way, if we are busy, as long as you're on the list, we will give you a date.
Hi, I like eggs, Howard. I like my eggs, and I like them runny. No, I don't want them. I want them.
As long as you are there by midnight, we will give you a bypass, and you can call us at 416-593-9218. That's theboatkensington.com, theboatkensington@gmail.com, and you can reach us for any questions or reservations. You can speak to a couple of amazing people, 416-593-9218. And if you ask how you heard of us, tell them Christopher Cross sent you. Anyways. Oh, my goodness gracious. People just are not – people talk about, like, what they would do if they got on there, what they would do if this, that, and the other thing, and nobody is ballsy enough. My goodness gracious, does this mean I have to go through my phone book? I think it does. Let's go through my phone book, shall we? Let's take a look here. Yeah, I think I'm gonna harass somebody here. I think I should. Give me a second. All right, guys. All right, sorry about that. I'm stupid when I type. Let's see here if they actually pick up.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice messaging system.
Oh!
Is not available.
Oh, we can't have that now, can we? She put me over the voicemail. I'm going to have to torment her. I'm going to have to torment her, damn it. Let's see, there goes her. She's gonna see if she picks up. This is the phone
call. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice messaging system. Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hey, you don't pick up your phone, so you have lost the chance to win those tickets to Supertramp. And you are listening to Group Therapy with Christopher Cross. Thank you for letting me leave a voicemail, and hope you have a wonderful day. Okay, so let's see. If I don't get a response out of that, let's see. Let's go to my phone book. See, the thing about this is I'm having random fun now. Because I need someone to talk to. Just talking to myself gets boring. See, this is the fun though too, because I can make these phone calls and people will be like, who the fuck is this? Hang on, nobody's having fun anymore. Okay, let's take a look here. Let's take a look here. Okay, I gotta go through my list here. All right, give me a minute, guys. So you know what I'm doing here? I'm going through my list here to see if anybody has some interest in appearing on air. So let's take a look here. All right. But anyways, let's try the other number again. See if she actually picks up. Oh god, I'm such an asshole. This is where I need a co-host. Somebody keep me in line. Someone for me to bounce shit off of. Because otherwise I start doing this shit and it gets really self-destructive. You're gonna, you want to pick up. Hello? You're here. Let's see. Come on. You're talking in the restaurant.
Hello?
Guess what? You're on air.
I am?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
See, I was just talking to everybody about how that time I put your ankle behind your back and you were screaming like Bugs Bunny.
No, you didn't. Oh goodness. Now, what do I say to that one?
Say what you said that night. More. Ah.
Oh, you're just making me blush now.
Yeah, and you see, boys and girls, we were talking about I kicked you in the head because I had to get you out of the bar. Now I'm tormenting the love of my life here on air, and she's totally going to make me pay for it later.
Okay.
You see, this is why.
Who did you kick in the head?
Hmm?
Who did you kick in the head?
Oh, you see, okay, give me a bit of a backstory. My girl works security as well.
So she hears all the fucking nightmares. And this, an acquaintance where I was talking about too, she's in a bit of hot water because you know the usual story you hear from me. A drunk came in, thought she was hard, and then got knocked on her ass.
Okay.
And now the drunk's going all over Facebook. I'm the victim. So I said my rant. I realized I had some time left over. And this is where I need a co-host because otherwise, if I don't have anyone to keep me on the rails here, I kind of get really naughty.
That's the fun part, though.
Yeah, see, you don't help because you just go
right. Sorry,
you just
say that out loud.
You just go right along with it. fuck.
I try.
Yeah, but see, you work the other end of security, but you work the customer service branch of security.
I do.
Any horror stories you want to share?
Not so much.
Okay,
you have your good days, you have your bad days, you have days where you just want to punch somebody in the face, but you know.
Oh, come on, sharing is caring.
Oh, I just need a break from work.
Oh, no, sharing is caring.
I don't really have any stories, just, you know, you have your days where you just want to.
You see, normally, folks, she's not like this. See, she's trying to be all prim and proper because she's on air and she knows when I'm
totally
when I'm on my.
I'm totally prim and proper.
Oh, please, you're with me, please. Anyone who knows me, any chick who's with me, prim and proper. Yeah. Nope.
Yeah, but that's your fault. I get it from you.
Oh.
Where do you think it comes from?
She gets it from me, ladies and gentlemen. You have no idea.
Oh, take it all in, boy.
Yes, you will, and you have.
Oh, God.
Anyways, look, Yang, she's blushing.
Just a wee bit.
Yeah, just a wee bit there. Aye, she was a good Catholic girl. She was a good Catholic girl, Father. I don't know what happened to her. Anyway.
Oh, boy, so.
Anyways, no, she will share, she will rant and rave, and driving with this girl is funny as fuck. She'll be all, like, all dressed up for work, sit and start talking, all of a sudden you're, watch the fucking lane, asshole! I had the green! And I'm like, oh, God,
just a wee bit of road rage there, you know, everybody's got some of it.
A wee bit?
Well, you know, you have your people fucking cutting you off. You have people driving around picking their nose. So you have some interesting people.
Yeah. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I care. I collect weapons. I will not bring my party bag around her because there would be a plan if she had it in her car. Get this case of road rage. She'd stop, do like a fucking GTA 5 fucking swervy, pull in front of these dumb motherfuckers, pull out like one of my weapons. I'm like, you picked your nose in traffic. Why did you pick your nose in traffic?
I am really not that bad.
Oh, if you weren't that bad, I wouldn't be with you. Come on, now who are you teasing?
But honey, we both know I have my fair share of toys in the car already. Nobody needs to know that.
Yes, but do any of them vibrate? I haven't gotten any of those ones yet. Okay, so
oh,
I need to work on that.
Not quite.
Now, somebody did email me, ask me if this was you.
Okay. Oh, my God.
And I told them not quite.
Wow.
Have I tormented you enough for today?
I don't quite know how to respond to that, but no, not quite.
I haven't tormented you quite enough today?
I think you've done pretty well today.
Yeah, so, see, gang, because what she's doing now, she's smiling, she's rubbing her chin, fucking, like, blushing from the neck up, and looking for a diplomatic way to hang up.
Oh, gosh, get out of here.
See?
You're not supposed to know this crap.
Oh, I'm supposed to know all this crap. But anyways, okay, share a story.
I don't... really have a story right now.
Oh, yes, you do. Share a story. At least one. Okay, one day you can share without getting yourself in shit, we'll put it that way.
What kind of a story?
One where you worked a couple of gigs, one sex in the elevator. Not you having sex in the elevator, of course. I've got to
watching people have sex in the elevator, though, was quite funny, actually.
Okay, so share.
You know, you're just monitoring the cameras, and here you see a drunk couple walk in, pants go off, girls going down on the guy. Just still getting pretty interesting. They're pressing all the buttons in the elevator. Nobody's around.
See, they're pressing all the buttons, were they?
Well, yeah, but the door was open. It was, okay, mind you, it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, so nobody was around.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just riding the elevator.
Oh, that's,
clearly, I was around.
It,
I saw it all.
Is that what they call it now? No, honey, I was just riding the elevator. I don't know what you're talking about. It's not sexy smell on me. I was riding the elevator.
It was the fact that I got to see both of them in all their glory. Debating on whether or not I should have let them finish or if I should have just, you know, stopped it then and there, but...
Oh, you should have stopped then. I wait till like, right before the big O. And then... No, this is the one, this is the building they had mics in the elevator, right? Where you...
It would, no, the building I'm in now has mics in it, but my old building, we couldn't hear, we can only see. Would have been a little more interesting if I could hear what was going on now.
And then that way you can speak back, okay, when you're done, clean up, make sure you wipe your chin, please.
Oh, absolutely. You know how fun that would have been? That was all I was thinking about.
Wiping your chin after you were done? I think we need to have a talk after we get off air.
Not quite what I meant, but all right.
So
that talk for later?
Not quite what you meant. Who said I'm letting you off? Who said I'm letting you off quite yet?
Oh, God.
I've got 10 minutes to fill, damn it. See, so you're
well, I don't know how I can help.
Oh, I know how you can help. Oh, boy, do I know how you can help.
I meant right now.
Oh,
perv.
So did I. Hey, my dear, if I'm anything being a perv, I'm not a little one.
Oh, honey, I know that. What do you think?
Thank you so much.
There's the applause.
I got an audience in the house now.
That was a long one. Jesus. How big is that audience?
Said. That's what she said. It was a long one.
It was a long one.
It was a long one, still is a long one.
It's just a little more fun that way.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's a little more fun that way where I have sex with her, and all of a sudden there's a live studio audience are giving us a round of applause. And trust me, I give new meaning to the term standing ovation. Absolutely.
Yes, you do.
And to be absolutely honest, I'm going to be trying this next week. I'm just going to spank it a little bit, give them a nice fucking hard on, and see if I can hang my handcuffs.
Let me know how that works out for you.
Either way, I'll be putting something in a hole.
Oh, bring it on.
Anyway.
You dirty bird.
Oh, my bird is not dirty. How dare you? My bird is not dirty. I clean my bird every
time. Oh, it's just clean as
a
whistle, honey. Clean as a whistle.
It's a clean. Of course, it's clean as a whistle. Now blow this whistle. Oh, fuck. Now here's my question, and I'll leave it at this. We've had a bit of fun, and like I said, I went through a bit of a slow patch here. Like I said, I need a co-host to keep me motivated. Stupidest person you've ever wanted to deal with, be it security, and I'll because of, like I said, in a security setting or event setting. And why were they stupid?
See, you bringing this up just reminds me of that naked guy I had running up and down my hallway.
Okay, share with the audience.
That's what I think about when you say it's stupid.
Now
I don't know if there was any more going on there or what, but this one liked to come out of his come out of his apartment at nighttime and just run up and down the hallway, butt naked. And I used to get calls and complaints. Oh, there's a guy in my hallway. He's naked. I'm just, like, trying so hard not to laugh, first of all.
Now,
oh, my gosh.
My big thing was, I said to try and make nice with the guy and get him a 6-inch sub. But then again, I thought about it. You'd probably have to cut it in half and make it only 3 inches.
Oh, man. No, I was... Obviously, I had to go up there. You know, I didn't have a chance to talk to him, but I saw him in all his glory.
Now, did you have to do a lineup with him? Did you have to get, like, 6 other guys, put all their dicks in a row and try to identify him?
No, it was just him and me awkwardly standing in the hallway. He was like a deer and had, like, honestly, he just took one look at me and bolted back inside. It was pretty funny, actually. And I'm standing there just cracking up.
Oh, my God, she saw my willy!
But to be honest, there wasn't really much to look at to begin with, so.
Oh, yeah,
so just put that out there.
You took a long look at that, didn't you? Okay, I understand. See, this is what I have to put up with, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I did notice a few little things.
okay, that's better. You noticed a few little things.
Yes.
Yes, and well, if you noticed, it wasn't that little.
No, it was little. I'm talking about him.
Oh, him, okay. So he wasn't a tripod?
A tripod, no. I don't know.
Think about it.
What?
Think about it. Tripod? 3 legs.
Oh, God. Seriously? Okay, that scared me.
All right, well, I've done tormenting people up for tonight. This is what you said. So you are talking with Christopher Cross and my favorite addiction, alcoholic, and you are listening to the only podcast that matters. This is Group Therapy. So for my addiction, this is Christopher Cross saying, if you don't got anything nice to say, oh, fuck it, say it often. See you next time, everybody.